Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Starscream, the true leader of Cybertron, and consequently, all things Transformers. Get it? That's the name of the show.
Planning for the future. Now go.
On our way, BossBot.
As you command, my queen.
Oh, I do wish he'd stop calling me that.
Do you want me to intro as Megatron?
Yes, the thing I sent. Yes, that's right.
Do it now.
Please, and thank you.
But now.
Well, we are here again to unleash the beast. Tonight we are celebrating 25 years of Beast Machines, 28 years of Beast Wars, and 40 years of Transformers overall. Yes.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, folks, reunion time. Beast Unleashed is back for a while. As you heard, Steve Megatron is here. I'm, of course, TFJ and Mike, and returning from God knows where he's been, Pecan Core Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop, but it's going. So there's that.
He's been saying that for 15 years.
That's right. Because
he's been saying it for 15 years. It's going, but sometimes he wishes it would stop.
That's right. Unfortunately, the wheel hasn't stopped.
The wish that shall never be granted.
We are here tonight to talk about Hasbro Presents the Transformers Beast Wars original soundtrack, and Hasbro Presents the Transformers Beast Machines original soundtrack. So finally, after almost 30 friggin' years, we have Beast Wars and Beast Machine music out there in digital land, whether you're using Spotify, Apple, whatever you use, it's all out there.
So,
and yes.
So Canadians technically got shafted because there's no Beasties theme.
See? Okay, this is gonna play great into what I'm gonna, oh man, the spiel I have tonight, folks. Oh boy. So I don't know what record company, or if they just, I mean, I know it's probably just digital, but I assume it was just Hasbro themselves. I don't know who was in charge of these releases, because I want to talk to them. Because, holy crap. So, we got the Beast Machines one first. We were supposed to get the Beast Wars one on a certain date, and then it was delayed by like 3 weeks or whatever the hell it was. We finally get it. So, I had been living with the Beast Machines score, which I said, as I said, is 10 tracks. We have Pursuit, Optimus, Megatron, Mega Chase, Dark Times, Tanks, Legend, Underworld, Weird Dreams, and the End. Pursuit is it's one of the early themes that you know if you've watched Beast Machines. The interesting thing here is the Fat Planet opening and closing themes are not on this soundtrack, but yet on the Beast Wars soundtrack, they have the opening and closing themes.
So well, there's a reason. It's because it's all Bob Buckley productions.
Okay, I understand that. but
they may not have had the licensing capabilities of it, because also this was done, I mean, I know it's Hasbro, but it's also, if you're dealing with Mainframe or Rainmaker Entertainment, and then also that band may have said no.
True, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. It could be a rights issue. The band probably didn't, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, if you feel like, seriously, the only time I've ever heard of Fat Planet is this opening and closing theme. I had never heard of them 25 years ago, and I haven't heard anything new from them since. So I have no idea. Overall, I'm happy with the 10 tracks. I recognize most of the music. I just wish, number one, there was more of it, and I wish that for both of these releases, that whoever was in charge of the track listing did a better job. Before these were released, I've been asking Hasbro for years to start working with La La Land Records. And no, this is not just a shill for them, because I've been doing things for them since 2013 at GeekCastRadio.com. It's a fact. La La Land Records, as long as they can get it, as long as they can get the rights to it, they will do full-on breakdown episode track-by-track releases. Like, these people release 2, 3, 4, 5 disc releases where it's like every single note of it. And yes, I know this is just a digital release, but again, if it's just a digital release, they could have done better. Comparison, Batman Beyond under the Dynamic Music Partners under their record label. Volume 1 for Batman Beyond is 95 tracks. It's pretty much the entire first season of Batman Beyond. Volume 2, which comes out after this episode, will air later this month. It's coming out September 20th, I believe. Volume 2 has 98 tracks. Point is, whoever put these together didn't really do that great of a job of assembling a perfectly good, awesome Beast Machines and Beast Wars soundtrack set. Again, overall, I'm happy with the music. I like the music itself. It's not a complaint about the music and what's here. It's a complaint about how it was mishandled and not... Oh, God.
I'm surprised that, like, Shout Factory wasn't involved, or are they not a thing anymore?
They are. They're called Shout Studios now, but again, I don't know. Like, I don't remember off the top of my head if Shout Studios has a records or a CD or a digital music division.
They don't.
I didn't think they did. Which is why, again, I would recommend La La Land Records, or hell, even Entrada Records. Entrada Records released the 25th, 35th anniversary score to the movie, to Transformers the movie kind of thing. So Hasbro could have reached out to record companies that know what the hell they're doing.
So I think this is like twofold. I think one, they were gauging to see if there was enough interest to possibly release more of it. Two, it's the 40th anniversary, so I feel like they were just trying to give a nod to multiple generations of it. And then the other issue I foresee is, like, they didn't do the Canadian version of the theme. They gave us the shortened version of the season one intro, which everybody, I'm reading, like, TFW complaints, and it says shortened version sucks. It sounds so rushed. They took the syndication version of the theme, and, you know, and then people were like, Canadian version of the theme when? And people are wanting, like, the season two and three intros and, you know, music because it's darker, or the second half of season one. I mean, I agree with them. I feel like those are very valid points. I would have liked to have seen more of the soundtrack of Beast Wars. However, I mean, I'm happy for what came out. Yeah. And I do like the music generally better than Beast Machines. I like some aspects of Beast Machines, but as far as the music, but I like ultimately the Beast Wars soundtrack more. But yeah, I mean, I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, it's still, I wasn't expecting them to ever do this in the first place.
My jaw dropped. Like, literally, I almost passed out when they announced the Beast Machines one, because I was like, they're not going to do a damn thing for the 25th anniversary of Beast Machines. They're not doing nothing. They just won't. But here we are, and, you know.
I'm surprised this actually happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, 25 years later, wait a minute. Shouldn't they have done something like this before? No.
Well, yeah, they should have, but they didn't. And it's just crazy. They've also, which we're going to do a separate episode with a TFG1 crossover for the soundtrack for that, they released the Hasbro Presents the Generation 1 album thing for digital too, for Hasbro.
Really?
Presents. Yeah.
That's cool. Yep.
Hasbro Presents Transformers music from the original animated series 40th Anniversary Remaster. It has 42 songs. It is 50 minutes and 50 minutes and 19 seconds long. And it's got a lot of, like, it's got a lot of the stuff from Generation 1 that we love. Like, the track they call Life is the opening track from on Cybertron, when we see Cybertron in the very first episode of Generation 1. So they did that well, but they shaft the Beast era. No, thank you. Again, all as I want is for them to, like, again, like we've already said, the music that's there is fine, it's great. I just wish it was organized better, and it was track-listed properly, and there was more of it. That's really my only complaints. The rest of it is, it's just the music, and it's awesome. I like the Beast War. Like, I think, it's funny, I saw The Low Road, and it was the first track I had to listen to.
Gee, I wonder why.
This is the most humiliating defeat of my entire career. Yes.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, so we have it. We have it now. Here's hoping. And the funny thing is, I didn't expect the Generation 1 digital stuff to come out, because they had only been putting that out in physical media form, in the form of exclusive records for people who still have record players, which nobody under 45 has a 45.
I have to agree.
I mean, really, seriously, like...
I'm over 45, and I don't have one. So. Uh-huh,
exactly. I'm almost there. I'm 45 in a few months.
Why do we need those, Sonny?
Mm-hmm.
Get
off my lawn, you did!
My front porch with your 8 tracks and your record players.
Ah.
Betamax videos! But yeah, no, I am very happy overall with what music is here. Luckily, with Spotify and whatever other service you choose to use, you can make your own playlist and versions of it and things like that. I would not spend $1.29 download for this, though. Like, I'm glad it is actually on streaming. With that's the great thing about music streaming, is you pay the music, whichever service you're using, whether it's Amazon or Spotify or whatever, you just pay them a monthly fee or whatever it is, and you can listen to whatever you want. You don't have to worry about $1.29 download anymore like you used to 15 years ago with iTunes.
Yeah, Amazon Music has my check. It's in the mail.
That means you can listen to all the Garth Brooks you want.
And that amount is zero. Exactly how much I want to listen to Garth Brooks.
You don't listen to Garth Brooks?
Sometimes I have to, against my will.
Oh. Force,
you know, my wife and I have a bit of a, you know, sadistic relationship. She sometimes plays country music in front of me, and I can't do a thing about it.
Well, here's your chance for revenge. You can play Transformers music in front of her.
I did see somebody post about that in TFW.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy on the post was like, my wife said, turn that off.
Transformers music is a form of punishment. I love it.
Yeah. Because they were like, I'm going to play this all weekend nonstop, maybe even until the end of time. And then it says, and then my beautiful wife tells me to turn that off.
Doesn't even have words.
No,
they said,
and that's
they said the Beast part. Wars right at the beginning. Come on.
Yep.
Too bad we don't have like Cheetor rapping in the middle of it. Yeah. So like,
God, no.
It's rapping.
I mean, that could be arranged.
No.
You could use AI nowadays, or you could just call up Ian James Corlett and be like, hey, Ian.
Okay, we call up Ian, but we are not using AI. Hell no.
Oh, you know what we need? We need an epic rap battle between Cheetor and the conductor.
Oh, from the dinosaur train. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say to begin with Cheetor and Tarantulas.
No. The conductor, because
it'd be creepy. It'd be like having Gollum in a song.
Uh huh. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maximus the process.
Pull off some Scott McNeil stuff there and argue back and forth between both characters.
There you go. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's weird. I like listening to the Possession track because that was obviously that's the Starscream episode, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know.
See, originally, while watching these, I didn't realize that there was so much variance in the background music.
Oh, yeah, there is. A lot.
I didn't, like, watch these with an eye toward the soundtrack.
I didn't either. I just knew that the vibe of the show and the writing and the voice acting were just spot on. And so, mm-hmm. But that also comes down to good music. And, you know, good music, good story, and good voice acting. I mean, you get those three, like, the animation could be total crap, and everything else could be just beautifully done, and you're perfectly fine with it. But the animation, even in this, was great.
Yep.
Well, I mean, animation for 1996 being what it is.
It's still good compared to some of the stuff we're getting right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what was funny, and we had this conversation 15 years ago, which is basically every year the animation improved to the point where you don't recognize Beast Wars from the later episodes of Beast Machines.
Oh, I do. And I know Steve does.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Difference. Huge but difference, though.
They got so much better at water and the explosions and the graphics. Mm-hmm. Like, season one was very rough. Yeah. Like, the robots is kind of what I was getting at is, like, pretty, like, the strongest point. Like, the terrain, total crap.
Terrain's total crap. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, at least you understand later on. It's like, oh, wait, they're in a ravine. or it's nighttime outside. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. Or like, oh, wait, it's water. And you can see through it.
There you go. Yeah, it's just everything improved.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it took time.
Yep. But I mean, like, in general, like, I was getting at, like, the robot designs, I feel like were pretty solid even through Beast Wars and Beast Machines, because some of the stuff today, while it looks good and they've done their own spin on it, I don't necessarily agree that it's better. Like, yes, they have some more, like, details on them that weren't there in those shows, and I'm not knocking that, but I feel like sometimes they get a little overly to the part where it's clunky on modern stuff. But like their scenery is like perfect nowadays, whereas back then it wasn't.
I still feel like it holds up against, like, let's say Transformers Energon, which came out years later.
Yeah, but that's two different styles, though. Like,
arguably better style. So,
I'm comparing strictly, like, Kingdom of War for Cybertron and Beast Wars.
Oh.
Those designs needed...
That's what I'm comparing, because when I look at, like, other Transformers, like, Transformers Prime was good in its own way, but it was also very... I mean, it was stylized, but it was very, like, detail-oriented. And
Transformers Prime was pretty much truck, jet, plane,
train. Yeah, but I mean, but they still had a lot of stylized angle... stuff. Yeah. And but I mean, like, comparing it to War for Cybertron Kingdom, I still feel like this is better.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Especially when you look at Megatron.
Yeah, he was a little rough, and
he sounded rough too. He had a cold.
I was gonna say, I can't.
Yes. Megatron, it is you.
I don't know what they're babbling about, but it's not me.
Yeah, I don't know how that guy got a paycheck.
Well, it was the voice direction was crap.
Yeah, I know that.
I did call him out on that. I did offend the creator of the War for Cybertron stuff.
Yeah, we're probably never going to get an interview with FJ DeSanto.
I don't know. We've made up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. But yeah, holy crap.
I wasn't terribly impressed with anything out of the Netflix series.
No, I wasn't either.
With the one exception of Frank Todaro, who, yes. You know.
Yep, he was great.
He's fantastic, yeah.
And we even talked to him after the fact. Like, we were like, dude, like, he was one of the holdovers from the Machinima series.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And I was like, this dude is gold. Like, bring him back for a while, please. He's awesome. I love that they brought him back for the script reading.
Yes, that was good.
He is Starscream at this point.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I mean, he's fantastic. You guys, did you do an interview with Frank?
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. He was so awesome.
Yeah, I met him once.
Did we do one or two interviews with him?
We did one with him, but what's funny is the BotCon, the last one I went to that I actually saw you in person there.
That was when I met him, yeah.
Yeah, I met him there in person, but I knew him since 2005.
Really?
Yeah, him, John Bailey, and Daniel Ross.
Yeah. I
was in the same circle with them since like 2005. We were a part of the same fan dubbing community.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they were playing characters in like Headmasters and Master Force and Beast Wars 2 and Beast Wars Neo and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm pretty sure Frank played. I don't know if he played Starscream or if he played, I don't know who he played, but a lot of these guys played multiple characters throughout it. But it was funny just because I remembered them all from back then and have stayed in contact with them, you know, for the most part. Not like uber close, but enough that they're like, hey, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah. Yeah, back then, you know, it's like, well, I'm happy for the guys. Like, it's awesome that they got to, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, John Bailey, he's doing good for himself. And
oh, yeah, he's Soundwave in Transformers 1.
Yeah. Wait a minute, no.
The new movie.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh, in the new movie. I'm sorry, yes. I thought you meant, yeah. Okay, no.
Yeah, and he's played a couple other characters, I think, too. But, yeah, he was in the Bumblebee movie, and right, I think maybe even Rise of the Beast, and then this one. So, it's awesome that these guys have gotten to kind of play a role in, you know, what gave them their start and their fandom stuff. So,
yep. So, holy crap, 25, almost 30, and then 40 years. We old, guys. We old.
So old. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm old as dirt. I kind of feel like I'm in like the freshman class of old people, though. You know, like I'm bright eyed and bushy tailed, getting ready to learn about all the horrible things that will happen to me when I'm actually old and gray, because I'm like just getting a little couple gray hairs here, and you know, I'm every day closer to becoming a wizard. and you know, I'm not quite ready for what the senior class is going through, you know, so I'm just like the freshman of old people.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I haven't broke 40 yet, but I'm pushing it, and I already have gray hair. So
in
the sideburns, like it's people didn't realize that because I wear a hat 99% of the time and I buzz my hair so short, nobody can tell. So when it grows out a little bit, they're like, I didn't realize you had gray hair. And I'm like on the sides or whatever. And I was like, yeah,
I look distinguished. That's the word, distinguished.
I tell them, I says, that's knowledge entering the body.
Oh, boy.
I said, the more you have, the smarter you are. Or at least that's what they understand. That's what I tell my kids. And then when I do my wizardry around the house, and my wife's like, how come it works for you but not for me? And I go, I'm Batman.
That's right.
Gray Batman. Yes, I'm Gray Man.
I'm Michael Keaton Batman.
Yep.
I was alive. I was there, Gandalf. 3,000 years ago, I was there.
My pants were full.
So full.
No.
I couldn't resist that joke, so.
Mm-hmm. My pants are full.
Yeah, here's hoping Hasbro will do the smart thing and approach La La Land Records for physical CD releases of all of the Transformers music. Here's hoping.
What's a physical CD?
What? It's that thing that people get when they don't stream.
Wow. It's funny because the memes now I see is like an 8-track and a cassette, and they're like holding signs like mm-hmm. you know, we'll play music for food, and then here comes the CD, and they're like, oh, hello, we've been waiting for you to join us.
Yeah, unfortunately. But no, I have been getting more, other than Spotify, I have been getting more and more back into physical media than anything else. There was a, I'm going to tell, I don't know if you're showing up to the show Wednesday, Steve, but I'm going to tell this story on the live show that we do over on YouTube at some point or another this week. There was a point in the 2 years I've lived in the apartment that I've lived in where one night the internet went out completely because of, a power outage, or the power didn't go out. It was an internet outage. Like, oh, sorry, our local area is having an internet again. This is the fourth one this week. Why am I paying you all this money for this high bandwidth internet when it goes out after whatever? So the internet went out and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, good thing I have this giant folder of CDs and DVDs that I can actually watch a movie or a TV show or something without relying on the connection of the internet. I'm telling you, man, physical media is coming back.
I refuse to spend money on things that I can download.
That's kind of my book.
You can't download it if the internet's not active, you idiot.
That is the universe's way of telling me I don't need it.
Yeah, it's like I would love, like I want like the like some of the DVDs or Blu-rays of like some of the Star Trek series or some of the Transformers series again, or some of the like G.I. Joe and whatnot. But I also don't really want to pick them up again. Like, I don't want the physical discs clogging my shelf space. So I haven't purchased them. I mean, they're not expensive. Like, I could buy Batman the Animated Series again, like the whole complete series for like $50. I could buy Justice League for like $30. I mean, they're not expensive. It's just I'm like, I don't care enough. Like, I mean, one, I can stream some of them, and two of them, I'm like, I don't really. I mean, I have the Beast Wars stuff from Shout Factory still, from when we reviewed it. I have not pulled those discs out in so long. I don't know where they're at.
I was just looking in my cabinet. Like, do I have those up here? And I don't. They're somewhere.
I have the Rhino discs for Beast Machine still.
Which ones were the box sets where each season had like a different piece of the Autobot logo on it, and the more you got, the more it looked like it was completed.
Yeah.
Like, I have those somewhere. Yeah. I know I have them.
Like I said, for me, I have this giant, and I need to buy another one actually, but I have this giant CD case, you know, the black zipper with the whatever. And I just.
The 90s called. They went their CD case back.
That's right. Well, they can't have it. It's here in 2024 with me. But I have that, and I put all of the discs in that, and then I just put all the cases and stuff in a closet that I don't even need. Like, it's just a storage closet. So the stuff doesn't actively, like, literally the CD case is like one section of my dresser. That's it. Doesn't take up any space at all. And I can fit like 120 discs in there. So I'd be set for life.
I have this thing called an external hard drive
that I dump
all of my physical media to, and it's hooked up to my network, so I can access it as a media server around my house.
Mm-hmm. That is brilliant. There you go.
Here's
until the power goes out. Then what do you
exactly?
Do? You know, well, honestly, power goes out.
Then I plug it directly into my phone.
I live not too far away from like it's not a power plant. It's like a big. For lack of a better term, a big transformer plant. And the electricity comes in and it never goes out because you're like right next to the where they make the electricity, you know? So I'm pretty well positioned in my neighborhood.
Well,
I've been here 20 years and I probably had a power outage twice.
Wow.
And it's never lasted more than like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've lived in this apartment for 2 years, and in the 2 years, we've probably had 10 different power outages at various times.
Oh my god. Are you still in Indy?
Yeah. I'm in Anderson.
Okay. Yep, yep. Mr. Anderson.
That's right.
I gotta get down there.
Yeah, right.
It's a bit of a schlep. Actually,
monkeys might fly out of my butt if you come down here.
I actually was in that area last year. I went downstate for my son Gavin's wrestling tournament. And if I had any free time at all, I would have looked you up.
Uh-huh. Sure you would have.
I would have, you know.
Liar.
I'm on the other side of the country. I can't just go up to
people. See, the sad thing is, Michael and I aren't that far away from each other now, but Steve moves all the way out to Colorado 5.5-6 years ago, and then Optimus Solo, he and his wife went down to Florida to live in hell.
Oh my gosh, you're in Colorado? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Steve's in Colorado. That's why
the time zone thing sucks, because like I used to be like, I'm going to go record at 9 o'clock, honey. And she's like, and now like, I'm going down to the basement at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock now. She's like, why you go like, down no, you're so not. Early?
Kids need whatever. I was going to say, the kids need baths. It's like your kids are older than that now.
they're 9 and 11. They can handle that on their own.
They can take their own baths. It's fine.
I actually go in there and I'm like, all right, I'm giving you a hug good night. I ain't coming back upstairs tonight.
Yeah, and you won't see me again.
It's like, you won't see me till morning.
You said it's a schlep. It's 2 hours and 49 minutes. You live the same time away from me that my dad does when he's down there.
Such a giant pain in the butt to drive all the way to Indy. That's a long way, man. What, it is, yeah.
And I have to drive an hour to, like, Cheyenne, Wyoming now. And, like, for part, like, I go there for sometimes for work, but if I need to go to, like, Menards, I have to drive that far, which sucks.
You know, I've been working from home for the last like 5 years, 6 years. That's so nice. Yeah, so it's like anytime I have to actually get in the car, it's a schlep.
I get it.
Yeah, my commute is like walking down the stairs. That's about as far as I want to go.
I miss those days.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know what I would do if I had to go into an office again. Mm. Probably cry a lot.
Yeah,
I get to go into one, but they supply us with snacks.
Ooh. Hey,
as long as they're supplying the snacks, then
it's a fully loaded kitchen.
I know.
Like, there's food, and they have.
I was so fat back then.
The fridge was full of like anything you could think of to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
And if they don't have it, you ask, and they miraculously retrieve it for you.
Yes,
that's what I want. Yeah, I remember when Coke Zero first came out. It's like, you get
that too.
Coke Zero? We'll get it for you. All right, yeah.
We're so old, folks.
Yeah, we're so old. We're like, they gave us snacks at work.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's right.
You know, there were offices where it was like, they feed you breakfast. It's like, oh, yeah. get in here at the crack of dawn. They feed you. It's like, holy cow.
That's right. This is classic podcasting for us, folks. We talk about the topic for like 20 minutes, and then the rest of the time, we're all talking about each other's lives.
Now we got to catch up. It's only been like 5 years since I've talked to Steve. So,
hey, I have been asking.
It might have been.
No.
We have caught up at least once in the last couple of years, so I'm exaggerating, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, folks, Beast Machines, Beast Wars.
Something about music, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
The soundtracks are out there digitally. You can listen to them. Again, it's great music. I wish we could find a way to get a hold of Bob Buckley to interview him, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
He's got a website. What's funny is years ago, I got a folder from Radio Free Cybertron that they gave me of a bunch of music, like 80-some tracks of Beast Wars.
Nice.
That somebody had ripped the audio, like ripped the music from the sound effects and the vocals. Yeah. I don't know exactly where I have that, but as soon as I find it, I'll have to like share it with you guys.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, 25 years for Beast Machines, 28 for Beast Wars. The shows still are amazing. I think I've watched in the last 5 years, I think I've watched Beast Machines twice all the way through. Beast Wars, I pick and choose episodes, but I still have done at least one or two watch throughs of it. And hearing this music is just really, really fun. So here's hoping whatever nostalgic the next releases that they do for the Beast era, they actually do comprehensive releases. Because if you can release 42 tracks for Generation 1, you can release more than 24 tracks between the two Beast shows, please. Thank you. Hey, I said please and thank you. It's not like I'm being completely rude to them.
It's very polite of you, yes.
That's right. Well, hey, I want very the cutesy stuff.
Like, very again, demure.
It sounds like a drug addict. He's like, I want the stuff.
What's that old Ender line? We give you money, you give us stuff. Oh, Ender. All right, folks. Steve, you got anything else Transformers-wise you want to bring up?
No, I mean, I saw the Hasbro Pulse stuff, but honestly, nothing really resonated. I'm still sitting here with my small Beast Wars collection, some of them masterpiece, some of them not. And I've no intention on picking any new ones up in the near future.
Is it just me, or did most of that stuff look like just reissues of stuff that they under-circulated the first time?
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at those and I'm like, Tarn, didn't they already release Tarn?
Twice. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, two different color schemes. Like, well, is this a third color scheme of Tarn? Do they need a third color scheme of Tarn?
No.
Well, oh, and then on top of that, they also released him as Bludgeon twice.
Yep. Well, and then the
I mean, it's a good sculpt, but geez.
The one Wheeljack from Rid.
Is he a Seeker?
I think it was Rid anyway. He, you know, that's been repainted a couple times. Like the breakdown thing has been painted a couple times.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting like another Blitzwing of some kind, getting another Jet from Energon or whatever it is again. Yeah.
But that's a repaint. Most of
them are, yeah, everything's a repaint or a reissue.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, and again, it was like, ooh, Cosmos. I never got that. You know, even when it was showing up for $8 at Ross, still didn't get one.
Yeah, I mean, I still have that Bumblebee.
Yeah, I think them re-releasing or reissuing Cosmos was a good idea because, oh my God, the drama of when Cosmos first released a couple of years ago was like, it was like people fighting over Funko Pops at Target or something. Like, seriously, what the hell, people? And maybe it was because it was the first time he had a toy in a while, but, oh, man.
It's a cool toy. It looks cool.
It's a cool toy. You shouldn't have to fight over it to purchase it, though.
Well, you know, and again, it's like, where was the distribution? Why are they showing up at Ross for $8? Why is Hasbro claiming they had a $4 billion loss that season when they should have just sent their toys to the store?
Yeah, there are a lot of stores now under the Marshalls Home Goods area, Ross, that kind of thing, where I'm like, how are these toys showing up in these stores? Like, these should be either online, be able to purchase online from specifically Hasbro themselves, or Big Bad Toy Store or whatever, or they should be at Targets or Walmarts or what, you know, GameStop, whatever. Of course, GameStop is like almost just dead in the water at this point.
Yeah, but isn't it weird that that's one of the few places you can actually find the figures?
Not in these. It's not weird.
I used to go to Walmart and they'd have everything. You know, and it's like, and then if they didn't, I could go to Target. And between Walmart and Target, they had everything available.
So this is the funny thing. Target never restocks anything. And their stuff's always on discount. And then Walmart never sells anything. Because they never discount any of it. So it's all the same crap that's been sitting on the shelf for the last year and a half, except for some of the latest released legacy figures, or I should say Transformers 1 figures, because that's the only thing new on the shelf. They still can't get rid of the Rise of the Beast stuff, and they still can't get rid of the whatever that Earth Spark stuff. They can't get rid of that either. And then they've got a bunch of the legacy stuff that's been sitting there.
Am I the only one that liked Earth Spark?
I didn't really care for it.
I liked certain parts of it. It was fine. It was a nice little.
I liked the characters. Version. I liked the figures. I don't know why it gets. I know why it gets so much hate, but I mean, it's still aggravating.
I just didn't care for it. It just didn't. I mean, it's not for me, and that's fine. I don't have anything against anybody that likes it. It's just, yeah.
So I've been listening to this Transformers podcast for a while now. They debuted in 2021, Triple Takeover Toycast, with 6-0 and Liam, and now Jason. It was 6-0, Liam, and Maz when it first started. They just got an interview with Hasbro designer Evan Brooks, so I still have to listen to that. That's a 2-hour podcast. Cool. At least we can actually hear Evan, not just on stage on the events, but you can actually hear him on a podcast kind of thing. What was the other?
That's surprising, because I remember back in the day, like, designers weren't allowed to talk with individual shows or websites because it was considered favoritism. There was a whole thing, if you remember, like Aaron Archer used to talk to Transfandom. Way back then. He got in trouble. He got in trouble, and they said, "Okay, you can't talk to them anymore."
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
It was a big kerfluffle.
Kerfluffle.
Yeah. Kerfluffle. That's the word. I like it. I'm going to go with that word.
Yeah,
I like it.
Transformers 1 comes out this week. The 17th of September is the actual 40th anniversary date of when G1 first debuted. As we're recording this, like I said before, it's been 28 years to the day, September 16th, 1996, when Beast Wars came out. So anniversaries everywhere, folks.
Gotta watch that. Actually, that's this Friday, isn't it?
The movie, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I haven't actually bought tickets yet, but I will.
I haven't bought tickets either, but I'm excited for it. I've equated this film, just from what I've seen, to basically doing for Transformers what Beast Wars did for Transformers back in the day, and what the 2007 film did.
Oh, I was going to say it's what Lego Movie did for Legos, but
that's what I'm getting at. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of I feel like it's going to revitalize the franchise and kind of refresh it in a good way.
In a good way. Well, we could hope, you know, because they've been telling us for 40 years that they can't have Transformers without people in them, because the humans, you know, give us a point of view. And it's like, is this the first like mainstream anime or Transformers movie we've ever gotten that didn't have a person in it?
I think the answer is yes. It's Beast Wars.
Well, no, I mean like movie.
Oh yeah, this is the first one ever, and I'm honestly all for it.
I am. Yeah, I'm excited.
I hope that it does well, just so that we get more in this realm, and they can see that hey, Transformers works without people.
Well, I mean, if it's well written, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the characters.
It looks fun.
Yeah, honestly, if you even as far back as like Beast Machines, the characters were so well written that. There's no Shia LaBeouf in there because you don't need him. You know, nope. It's just the Cybertronians are the characters you pay attention to because they're deep and layered and interesting.
Yep.
Because they matter.
That's right.
Cybertronians matter.
That's right. I was looking for, and I can't find it, but I was looking for when we first got the Hasbro PulseCon stuff, I was looking for my message to you, Steve, about the thing, because there was they announced the title of the next line, and I can't find the damn thing.
It was next like line already?
Yeah. So we've got Transformers. We had Transformers Legacy. We got Transformers Legacy United or whatever it is now. And then next year, the next line is like, it's not Power of the Primes, but it's something Prime.
Yeah, I know they're going to the Primes type stuff now.
Getting so confusing anymore because
They I feel like they can't pick a direction and stick with it. They're like,
got it. Yep. So when I sent Steve the video for YouTube, the streaming video that they did with all of them, my ultimate takeaway is that Transformers Age of the Primes, the next line name, so that's happening in 2025, and Plastic Windows are back. The rest, meh.
Oh my gosh. Plastic Windows. It's like, because I'm sick of seeing my toys with their heads ripped off in the store.
Yeah, that's right.
I actually bought a Scorponok, and when I opened it, found out that he didn't have a tail. I was so pissed.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. What is
this? Oh, my God.
Bought another one, and this one, you know, I double-checked to make sure he had his tail, but I was... And again, Ross, $8, you know, but you know, regardless, I might as well pay full price. Actually, yeah, I paid like $5 less than full price, because a full price Scorponok would have been like $22, but still, it's the principle of the matter.
That's right. It's the principle of the damn thing.
Right.
Who's the principal? No.
You get a
go to the head of the class.
That's bro. Yeah. Go to the back. Go to detention, Hasbro. There you go. Did it?
The principal of the matter, sending you back to school.
That's right. Absolutely. But folks, what music is there? Go check out the Beast Machines and Beast Wars scores. They are really, really good. It's great music. Also check out the Hasbro Presents Transformers Generation 1 42 tracks. The only thing I didn't like off of that is the new updated 40th anniversary version of the theme song for Generation 1. I'm like, why are you friggin' around with
they perfection. Insert a rap track? Is that what happened? They stop and
no, they no. did. They, I don't know. I'll have to share it with you later. They did something to freshen it up for 2024, and I'm like, no, don't, and stop.
So, stuff like that.
That's right. How dare they?
Sometimes they do it to themselves, though.
They dare to be stupid, don't you know?
Dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid.
All right, Megatron, I think you can close us out.
Well, what do you think about the soundtrack? Does it need more? Tell Hasbro, not my problem. It could be excellent. Yes.
Damn it, I was trying to get it in right before, in between you spoke. Oh, God. This
do it again, nuts. Megatron. Do it
again. Which Megatron?
What's a surprise?
Okay, that's it. Show's over.
This Transformers Tuesday, it's a can't-miss podcast that transforms your world. Just saying.
Maximals, maximize!
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.